Quebec.
It was Tango Quebec in 0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. Good evening.
My name's Greg. I'm kind of really happy to hear from you.
Well, Greg, I don't know why, but the pleasure's all mine, sir. Lay it on me.
About the fourth or fifth time I've been on the radio since I had my license, that's why.
That's great. Well, we just been down here to the south part of Greer, south of 14 and Pelham, to my daughter's awesome fireworks display, and we're just leaving. My wife made all the treats and baked goods, and my daughter made all the buffet, and they've done this for, I don't know, 14 years or so, and wow, it's like the big fireworks are down at Greenville.
I'm down here at Greer.
Well, in Greer, there's something going wrong on the side of the road here. I don't think it's a police officer, but somebody stopped. And we're in the northern part of Greer, between Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson. I've been down here about 12 years.
Yeah, it's my daughter's property. I'm really from Boynton Beach, Florida. And I injured my back, and I'm up here getting therapy. My man got a shot. I just retired about the end of the year here. I retired from the FAA. I worked on mainframe computers and electronics for like 30 years, and then I did 20 years of software with a BS degree, and then so I went and took my ham licenses, and it was just like 2 weeks. So I took one, 2 weeks, next, the next, and I got my license.
I had a friend that we got out of service about the same time, and he went to Alaska to the oil fields, and then he transferred back down to Oklahoma City to the FAA Academy and was an instructor there for quite a few years.
So I spent like 2 years in Oklahoma City going to schools out there. I was in the Air Force. I worked avionics on aircraft.
I ran in the S-2 Grumman radar, electronic countermeasures, magnetic anomaly detection, and sniffer, and ECM. And then I graduated from seat 3 to seat 4, and I operated Julie and Jezebel, which was acoustical warfare, and flew off of the USS Bennington for a little while, not long, and my brother caught a P-3 Orion squadron, and my wife and I just got married, so I asked for a transfer and got it up to Mountain View, California, and flew in the P-3 Orions, and was stationed with my brother, and we went on our senior cruise to South Vietnam.
So.
he worked in the office. He was a personnelman. My job basically was kill Russian submarines, you might say.
I spent a year in Vietnam, and boy, I tell you, man, this stuff going on in Ukraine just turned my stomach sick.
Audio got a little light there. He said this stuff with cranes or something like that. What?
Ukraine.
Oh, Ukraine. Yeah, I got you. My wife, 54 years, is sitting here by me, Bernice, and she said, tell you hi. And it's pretty sad. It's pretty sad that we left Afghanistan and left them $750 billion worth of equipment or so, whatever it was. It's just sad. I've never seen a good war yet, Greg.
Say hi to your niece for me.
Niece, she's my wife, and she's sitting here beside of me for 54 years. Well, Greg, I have back trouble, too, and I feel for you. And we sat there. It's about a 30-minute fireworks display, and I got out, and as they say, that old sciatic nerve hurt so bad I couldn't hardly move. but I'm getting along now, and we're headed for home. We're down about on Highway 14, just getting ready to pass over I-85. And I love airplanes. If you've been around them a lot, any of them. We've been to Oshkosh 3 times, I think it is. And I wish I could go again this year, but it's just too much at my age. I'm 74 now.
I know what you mean. I'm 73, but I'm kind of into boating now. I got my captain's license, master's, and I was hoping to get a captain's job till my back got messed up. What is that Morse code I hear afterwards? What's that from?
That's what was transmitted from the Carpathia over to the Titanic. Or the Titanic to the Carpathia to pull the survivors out. And I love Morse code. I've been doing it for about, 93, so about 28 years or so, 29 years, I don't know, somewhere in that area. And I'm getting a little bit rusty, but I can run about 28 words a minute.
I never really learned.
I tell people I'm 47 years old and dyslexic, but I'm still learning. And it's not strenuous. I just love it. I don't care anything about those digital modes, FT8 and that. That's the computer making the contacts. I like to make them myself. And I like single sideband, and I like VHF and UHF. But it's all enjoyable. And I've got 3 antennas now, and I can talk most any night, most anywhere in the world. And the good thing about it is, Greg, Morse code's international, and so it's all in English. So I can talk to a Russian, I can talk to a German 5 minutes later, I can talk to a Frenchman, or a Swiss, or, you know, Sweden, or Finland, or anywhere you want to talk, it's still in English. And that's what makes it so great.
That's something I never considered. I've got a, I'm talking on an FT5D right now. New 991. I haven't got it operational yet. This is the only thing I'm using right now.
Well, one from everybody I've heard from is an excellent radio. I have a Kenwood TS-590SG Sierra Golf, and I had a 590, and I sold my other one to a good friend down on Lake Hartwell, and I just kind of liked Kenwoods all my life. I had a TS-140 for about 19 years and 100 watts and no amplifier. Oh, I don't know. I probably worked somewhere between 250 and 300 countries on it. It was a good radio, and I sold it to a guy at the Catholic radio station down here and got this one. It's a little better receive, newer technology, of course, but it's a narrower bandwidth of about 500 hertz, and so it'll punch through when there's very little single sideband on the air at all. There'll be CW eating through a lot of times. Because it's just more punch. This is N0TR mobile.
I'm kind of anxious to try my single sideband, but I haven't got the antenna and the cable yet.
What's your plans? What are you going to put up, Greg? I have a Super Loop, and I have a Carolina Wyndham that's 265 feet long, and I have a 160-meter inverted L with a folded counterpoise on it. But it'll talk on several of the bands up to about 30 meters, and I'm anxious to try it out. There's not much on 160 until the fall or in the winter, mainly a winter band. Too much static on it. It's 1.8 to 2 megacycles. It's really low. But it'll talk on 40 meters, which is 7 megacycles, or 80 meters, 3.5 megs. And it'll talk on 30 meters, which is 10 megacycles. And I really like it, too. But I'm anxious to see what it'll do on 160, Greg, later in the year.
Awesome. I don't know anything about those bands yet. Which one's HF or the VHF frequencies? Would you say it's the most busiest?
It depends on the time of day and as to the propagation. And there's a lot of factors involved, especially the sunspots. It controls the ionosphere, you might say. And I'd say probably the easiest and best band overall would probably be 20 meters, and that's at 14 megacycles up to 14,350, but it's 14 to 14,150, and I'm going by memory. It's mostly CW and some of the digital modes, and then 14,150 up to 14,350 is single sideband.
I'll keep that in mind. Probably I'm going to be looking for probably an antenna, something portable to put up for now. Eventually. Now I got my, I had a sailboat after a while that I want to put, get another sailboat and put the system on that.
You better throw your call sign out there when you get a chance, Greg, every 10 minutes. Usually I do it with the man on the mountain, and that is the idea when it keys in, and that'll keep you 10 minutes apart. I would say probably a dipole would be good. And by the way, ND7J is in Hendersonville. You can hear him on here. He has a master's license and can tell you all about that. He used to bring ships down from Canada down south to all ports of call. And still retains his master's license, as far as I know, Greg.
I got mine, too, man. And they say I think you have to renew it every 5 years. And they say, man, don't ever forget to renew that, I guess, because it's a lot of work to get it back.
I have a first-class FCC license, and it's a lifetime license now. And they call it a general class license now. They renamed it. And I think it's much easier than the really old one where you had to sit down and draw schematics and that. But it was still 1,000 questions, so it wasn't exactly easy. But I never did use it. I just got it because I thought I might work at a TV station or something years ago. But mostly I worked on machinery in machine shops and wheel plants, and I worked in a printing plant, and it's a different technology than RF, but I love RF, and I love my wire antennas, but the ones I got are pretty good size, the super loops, about 99 feet long. It looks like an upside down pyramid, and then the Wyndham, of course, is 265 feet long, but they make a shorter one up to 80 meters, and then the 160-meter inverted L is 129 feet long at a quarter wave. But you can do a lot with just a wire antenna, and the one that is the most knowledgeable on wire antennas would be NY4G, Ariel.
Okay, thanks.
There's a lot of good operators in the Greer Amateur Radio Club that knows HF really well. And there's a South Carolina DX Association that meets up here at, what's the name of that restaurant, Bernice? I can't think of it. It's a Greek restaurant. Mythos up here on Wade Hampton every so often, and I don't know what days they meet on. And then there's a Brar's Amateur Radio Club that has this repeater. And I don't know how many in there is into HF, but I do know the Greer Amateur Radio Club has some of the finest people I ever was involved with in HF.
When was that again, you said?
radio club meets out here just east of downtown Greer. What, you remember what day they meet on, Bernice? Is it the second Monday of the month? Something like that. You can ask somebody on here. I haven't been attending in a while because I haven't felt like it, to be honest with you. And they've been concentrating on field day. And I have a congestive heart failure, and I don't like to get out in the heat. But they have a great bunch of guys that are all willing to help you. And they meet at the Woodman of the World Lodge just east of that hot spot in downtown Greer.
Okay, I'll look that up on the web, too. I'm sure I'll find it.
Website, Greer Amateur Radio Club. And I don't know. I'm pretty sure Bob ND7J has got a website for the South Carolina DX Association on there. And they have a very knowledgeable group there. But I would probably direct you to the Greer Club would be the easiest one. Means you're in Greer.
I'm going to take you up on that advice.
And a lot of great gentlemen there. But like I said, I operate from home, and I enjoy it, and I don't have any problems with talking anywhere in the world on the HF bands. I have an extra class license, of course, but and that helps and opens up a lot of frequencies for you. This is NZ0TR.
I got my extra class too. I just took them 2 weeks apart. I could have took them 1 week apart, but usually the places I find were like 2 weeks apart to test.
I knew a guy that took all five of them at once up in Kansas when I was there. And at that time, you had to do 13 words a minute to get your general class, Morse code, and you had to do 20 words a minute like I did before you got the extra class. And I guarantee you, you won't learn Morse code in 2 weeks.
Absolutely. I used to just listen to the shortwave listener when I was a kid. I know what you're talking about.
I enjoy it. Met a lot of nice people on there, all kinds of various occupations.
Really surprised this radio's getting out this much. I got it didn't do too well until I put this diamond antenna on it.
Antenna, and you're full gliding out here almost most of the time, and doing a great job, Greg. Here, so I'm going to have to slam on the brakes and kind of wake him up. Oh, he's going to turn. Well, that's lucky for him. The Avalon has a thing, it's a curtain that comes up back there, so they don't really bother me that much. I just hit the button, and the curtain comes up and blocks them out. But I don't like them on my tail out here at 50 miles an hour in a 45 zone, but that's the way it is down here. They got some of the worst drivers in the world. Oh, well, you got to live with it. Greg, I got to let you go. We're pulling into the home QTH, and it's been a pleasure talking to you, and hope to hear you down the line. This is NZ0TR. Be clear. What's your final?
It's great. Been great talking to you. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. KO4 WTQ, clear.
WTQ and 0TR 73, Greg.
73.